Welcome to Let's Talk Brock.
Welcome to this episode of Let's Talk Brock podcast. Today, we are joined by Ximena Paredes, a third-year psychology co-op student in the research stream. Ximena has been awarded the International Ambassador Award for the past 2 years, which recognizes international students with significant academic achievements and community involvement. Ximena also has lots of experience with on-campus jobs, such as Smart Start Team Assistant, Peer Mentor for Student Life, and Peer Health Educator for our Student Wellness and Accessibility Center. She also has plenty of insights to share about her journey to Brock. Ximena is also part of the Brock Women's Tennis Team. Thanks for joining us today, Ximena.
Hi, no, on the contrary. Thank you for having me today.
So before we begin, we're just going to go through some questions and then just get to know who you are.
Perfect.
So the first question we have is, thinking back to when you were applying to university, why did you choose Brock?
I think I chose Brock for three main reasons. The first one would be the psychology co-op program back home. Whenever you can have the opportunity to work and study, like, that in and of itself was a great opportunity. So listening a little bit about the Brock co-op placements, or at least the Brock co-op program, it was a great opportunity for me, and I was really excited to embark in that journey. And the other two reasons is that I think Canada in and of itself is a really safe country. And also, I think that one of the things that mainly attracted my interest from Brock is that it's a small size or medium sized university, in which you get to know a lot of people around the community, and professors also get to know a little bit more about you.
It's awesome. It is getting cold. Do you like the weather? Is that a change? It's getting cold.
Oh, no, for sure. When I first came here, last winter, it was really, really cold. It was for sure a contrast completely. I'm from Mexico, so back home, the weather never dropped down past 10 degrees. And here is on one of the warmest days. But I feel now I'm getting a gist of the weather, and I'm starting to even winter.
Oh, me too. Perfect. That kind of ties into our next question is, how has your experience been as an international student at Brock? And what do you like about Canada and Brock so far? You kind of already answered it, but what is it like being an international student here at Brock?
So one of the things I really like about Brock is that it offers a lot of opportunities for international students. I remember one of the first times I got here, I learned that there was even personal counseling available to students through Student Wellness and Accessibility Center. That's kind of how I also got involved with SWAC. And one of the great, great things about Brock is there are people from all over the world, which allows you to connect with people from different places. And it also allows you to grow your perspective about life. And everyone's really opening and welcoming. And I feel like that has allowed me as an international student to not miss home as much.
Awesome. So our next question is, how about your program? What have you loved most about the psychology co-op?
So for me, one of the things that I really liked about my program is that although it's a challenging program, I think it also allows you, I kind of mentioned it before, but it also allows you to kind of get in contact with a lot of professors. So at first, in first year, you start with really big lecture halls. But then when you move on to third year, or even a bit on second year, you get to know your professors and your professors get to know you. So as long as you're open, for example, for volunteering or for even asking them questions, I think your professors will get to know who you are, which is something that is not as common in other universities, but is something that is really important, especially when thinking about master's programs and things like that. So
totally agree. Yeah, they're very approachable. You can ask them anything, and when they do get to know you, it's pretty big deal. Yeah.
Right. And even I feel professors are really comprehensive. I know if you're struggling or something, you can always reach out to them, and they're most of the times really, I would say, lenient and understanding. So that's really good as well. You count as a person, not as a number, so it's cool.
Perfect. So you have such a big high academic standing in your program too, so congratulations on that. Do you have any study tips or ways you stay motivated?
So I think the first one would be to like really pick out something that you love, or that make like as something that you're passionate about. I feel like that way you're kind of like always trying to learn new things and always like staying on top of things. But in terms of like maybe some study tips or kind of like ways I time manage would be like, for example, I became a fan of calendars. Honestly, like writing things down, even like since the very first time you get your syllabus and your schedule, for example, like everything's written down on like a notebook that I have on the side of my desk and also on my phone, just to make sure that like you don't miss anything. And I would say that something really important to that is like, you also have to add, even though it might seem a bit funny, but adding time for you to you is also really important, because that way like your energy kind of like goes up or recharges, and you're able to kind of like keep going with your activities throughout the day.
I love those. Great tips.
Thank you.
Can you explain the International Ambassador Award you received for the past 2 years, and what feelings did you have when you received it? And can you also explain like different events that you participated in as an international ambassador?
Yeah, for sure. So I think the International Ambassador Program is a great program that allows international students from all around the world to come to Brock. It is honestly one of the things that catch also my attention, to come to Brock. And so the scholarship is given to around 10 students, and in which you will like kind of like portray your community or your country by being eligible for this scholarship, or the ones who get awarded this scholarship. And honestly, even you asking me about what feelings I got when I first received that award kind of brings me chills again. I remember that moment perfectly. So I was actually, this is a funny story, because I was actually like traveling with my family to get my study permit to come to Canada. I had to travel to the US because the embassy in Mexico for Canada was closed due to COVID. So we made a trip to the US, and like that day, like the embassy rejected me because I had to wait, like the embassy in the US rejected me because I had to wait like 10 days at least on like quarantine or something for me to like go to the embassy. So I had to go back and then had to extend my plane ticket. But that day when I was having dinner with my family, I got the email saying that I got the ambassador award, and like we all lost it. We were all like so happy. We're like, yes, this all is worth it. So yeah, like even thinking about it right now, it's like, oh. And in terms of like what I did or what I have been doing as an ambassador, it's actually a great opportunity to connect with other like international students. Some of the events that I like cherish is like we were able to go to Canada's Wonderland, and sometimes like even showcase our traditions. I remember going downtown to celebrate like Day of the Dead, and so it really allows you to kind of like showcase your own traditions too. And I feel like that's really helpful, not only for me, but I hope to other international students around the community.
Just special story. Oh, that was great. I'm glad that those were the feelings you felt when you got that. And I've many like international friends as well in my program, and they have many experiences as well, like going other places than just Brock. You know, you get to see, I don't know, Toronto or anything like that, and they do really enjoy it. So I'm glad to hear that that's something that they still do.
Mm-hmm. There's even like an upcoming event, for example, in Niagara-on-the-Lake, where the international community will like kind of like come together, and we're going to go to like a Christmas parade in Niagara-on-the-Lake. So that's really fun and interesting, and you get to meet a lot of other international students.
So our next one is, Can you expand on your other Brock experiences, like your journey on the Brock women's tennis team and the many on-campus jobs you had at Brock? So you can explain that first, and then how do you balance school and all your extracurriculars?
Okay, perfect. So yes, I'll explain like briefly, I would say kind of like my on-campus jobs and experiences. I will first start with the tennis team. So I have always been like really into sports. I love like being outdoors. It kind of like contrasts with me coming here and like half of the time you're indoors because it's winter. But the great thing about Brock is that it also allows you to kind of have a lot of activities like indoors. So I've always like wanted to be in intramurals and like keep myself like in the sports kind of realm. And like when I got into the tennis team, it was like an amazing experience. It allowed me to travel to other universities and I made like really close friends in the tennis team. So that was great. And I also kind of like, I've always considered, for example, sports to be kind of like a translation of your daily life and how you like confront some of the things like of life. So for sure, it was really helpful and good. And then I'll talk a little bit about my job as a peer mentor at Student Life. So by being a peer mentor, you're kind of like you have the opportunity to talk to first year students and to help them like transition smoothly into university. And for sure, even like creating events and being able to like help them when they have questions. It's like really rewarding because you know that you were once in their position. So it's kind of like paying back to those who once helped you. And then I also am part of like Brock Leaders Citizenship Society. So that is like a leaders kind of like committee or something. And here we get to like kind of like explore some of the volunteer opportunities around Brock and the Niagara region. And I feel like that has allowed me not only to make many connections, but also to learn about myself and also to help others, which has been an amazing opportunity. I also worked at Student Wellness and Accessibility Center. And so this is quite a fun, I don't know, funny, but like an interesting story. I first started by attending a workshop. And from the workshop, they told me if I wanted to volunteer with them. And afterwards, I got offered a job position. So by this, I mean, please, Badgers, stay engaged. It's kind of like you never know where it's going to take you. And it has been an amazing opportunity where I have learned about kind of like the challenges that many students face. I have been able to connect with some students and also to like bring events that kind of like raise awareness on mental health and kind of like also help students kind of like, I don't know, like find wellness within their like daily life. So that's kind of like something I'm really passionate about, especially like being in the psych kind of like path. And one last one would be my job during the summer as a Smart Start assistant. So that was also a really fun experience. I did it online, and honestly, it although I was online, some of the team was in person, like everyone was really welcoming and they always try to like make a community. And I think that kind of like entails what Brocker really is. Just like wherever you go or most of the places you go, people will always try to like welcome you and make you feel connected.
You are a busy bee. You got a lot on your plate. Wow.
But that's... And I think I forgot to answer the second question, right?
With all that, how do you balance all the jobs you have, being on the tennis team? How do you balance all that?
I would say, so you have to kind of like balance also within the things that you do, balance the things that you like. So for example, for me, like being part of the tennis team was not something, that kind of added to my schedule, but was something that kind of like helped me de-stress. So it's kind of like finding that time for yourself, but also finding activities that kind of, like work and school. And one way I balance for sure was, as probably mentioned before, like having a plan and like making sure that although like I think one of the best things about Brock is that it also allows you to kind of like fit everything in the way or your schedule in the way you kind of want it to work. So that way you can like prepare beforehand by kind of like fitting in your schedule just to make sure you have time for school, work, and like other activities.
That's some really, really good advice there, balancing. Yeah, because that's, you have a lot. And I really like how you, the sports is kind of like something for yourself, right? And then your peer mentor, you're giving back to others and things like that. So just a well-rounded person. Yeah. So our next question is, what's your favorite part about life at Brock right now? What's your favorite thing about Brock?
So, I would have to say two things. First of all, the community that I think I already touched upon kind of like a lot. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about like the campus and like the areas around it. I have always been a person who loves like the outdoors, as I mentioned before. And since Brock is like located on UNESCO biosphere, like there's so many hiking trails that you can like go running or like with your friends. And I feel like you never get tired of seeing like those beautiful places. So I think that's definitely one of my favorite parts about Brock.
I totally agree. Me and my friends, yeah, do hikes there during the spring. Really nice all the time. I agree. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it. So as we wrap up, do you have any advice for students who might want to move far away for school and things that have helped you adjust?
So I would say something that I learned when I came to university and when I started at Brock, I was really, really scared to even like reach out or like join a meeting. When we first started, it was online. I was really, really scared. But I think once you make that first step, kind of like it sets your path instantaneously, kind of in a way. And like even I think something that really changed my mind was like, you already have no for an answer for everything, right? So kind of like, don't be afraid to take risks, even if that means like moving away completely to a new country. I know like at least at Brock, there's so many opportunities, not only like work related, but also for you to like have a great community. As I said before, there's always someone who's like willing to like lend a hand to you. And I would say like all of the services that Brock offers combined with the community and combined with the opportunities that it gives, I think like at the end, it kind of makes you feel as I think one of our like main mottos is like having a home away from home, because it does make you feel like even if you'll always have a home, which is your home country or like your hometown, I think having the right people and like the right community can make you feel always welcomed. And that's a really near step to having a second home.
I love it. And like even for international students, I always praise international students just because you are so far away from home for your studies and people that are, you know, just have like me a 2-hour drive from home, right? It's not easy for everyone to just pack a bag and go, you know? So really good. I'm so glad that you have all these fun experiences and so many successes you've had only in being in third year as well. So that's awesome. So that pretty much concludes our podcast. Would you like to say anything else? Any last words, any advice?
I think my main advice is like always like even if you see like a really long application or like you're going to talk to your professor and you're not sure about doing it or not, like always go for it. Even like when you're making a new friend, always go for it. As I said before, the know you already have it, and the opportunities that can come from that are unimaginable. So
so thank you so much, Ximena, for joining us and sharing your experiences and your journey here at Brock as an international student. You said many stories, many experiences, and I hope others can benefit that and just listen in on this. So thank you so much, Amina.
No, thank you for having me, and take care.
Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, you can contact us at brocku.ca/discover/contact.